Welcome this morning to Lake Country Bible Church. I think we have a few people out Easter gallivanting probably because our crowd is a little bit thin this morning. But if we all raise our voices nice and loud, we can make up for the ones that are not here, and God will hear us no matter what. So sing out this morning and praise God and welcome everybody to Lake Country Bible Church here. Thank you.
Well, good morning. Is somebody missing? Terry, I think, is missing. But let's pray anyway. Pray they find Terry. It'd be terrible. Have to put out an APB and try to find Terry, but let's pray anyway. Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for grace. Father, without grace, we'd be lost and undone. And thank you, Father, for your Son who died and paid for our sin, rose again, guaranteeing our eternal life. And so, Father, thank you for that. Ask that you'd bless us during the remainder of this service. Be with those, Father, that are out today. Father, just watch over and care for them. Heal them, Father, if they're ill or not feeling well. Father, we know there's many today across this part of the country that are struggling with their thoughts of the future. They need encouragement. So, Father, we pray that you'd give them that encouragement. We pray that you'd give them a vision of who you are and how you care for them, how you love them. And Father, we do ask your blessings upon this time together. We ask in Christ's name, amen. Before this youngster starts to read, he's not the one that forgot where he was supposed to be. He's just filling in. We appreciate you doing that this morning. I've heard, though, that Terry wanders in his mind every now and then.
So he does.
It might be the case.
Oh, good morning. I'll try to fill in here as best I can, Lord willing. Obviously, we have a big announcement today. Today's our potluck fellowship dinner next door in the fellowship hall. Feel free to join us. Plenty of food, I've been told, and we'll all have a good time together. As you can see, we have prayer meeting every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock in the room through the hall to the right. Back there is a classroom directly behind us, and everybody's welcome to join that on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. The women have a Bible study here in the same room at 6:30 on Tuesday night. I think they're still in the book of 2 Samuel. And, of course, in this room right here, we have the normal Wednesday night prayer and lesson. Join me in the book of Daniel, chapter 12. We will be reading verses 1 through 13. Daniel 12, 1 through 13. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as was never since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words, seal up the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on the river bank and on the other, that river bank. And one said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times, and half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. And then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but that the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits, comes to 1,335 days. But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of days.
Well, good morning, church. I love that song. That's a good song. Appreciate you singing that. Well, Scott, it's good to see you. You feeling better? Good. Good to see. Well, get my age, nothing's going to make you feel 100%. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Finishing up the book of Daniel, hopefully this morning. I was reading about church bulletins. This seemed a little appropriate today. Potluck Supper Sunday, 5 p.m. Prayer and medication to follow. No reference, Miss Pat at all. You ladies who prepared the lunch today, I'm just reading what the bulletin said. The pastor would appreciate it if the ladies of the congregation would lend him their electric girdles for the pancake breakfast next Sunday. Typos do happen, ladies. Y'all enjoyed that, didn't you? Low Self-Esteem Support Group will meet Thursday at 7 p.m. Please use the back door. They get better. The eighth graders will be presenting Shakespeare's Hamlet in the church basement Friday at 7 p.m. The congregation is invited to attend this tragedy. Thank you, Lynn. You made my day. This is from a church bulletin just outside, and we're on the fringes of Chicago. We will be appointing security officers because a lot of members' money is being stolen out of their purses during altar prayer. How would you like to live there? This morning, looking into Daniel chapter 12, this has been quite a study. I have a little chart up here in front, just a little bit of reference. We are today in this first section of the Age of Grace. Age of Grace began when Christ was resurrected and ascended up into heaven. The next thing that Daniel is dealing with and in our study this morning is this time called the tribulation. It begins at the end of the age of grace, which has existed sometime 2,000 years plus or minus. And we find that this tribulation period is 7 years in length, will be marked by the first battle of Magog, Gog and Magog. It's the first 3.5 years is false peace. But the first battle of Gog and Magog begins just prior to this false peace that comes. The last 3.5 years of this tribulation period, from here to here, is referred to as the Great Tribulation. The Antichrist has been revealed. That marks the beginning of the Great Tribulation. And so we find this morning, this is where our study is at. The last 3.5 years of the Great, of the Tribulation period, as it's known as the Great Tribulation. Daniel, been in captivity in Babylon for many, many, many years. This final chapter includes God's revelation to Daniel. As we look at it this morning, Daniel's revelation was concerning his people Israel that God revealed unto Daniel. At that time, as the scriptures we read this morning, Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, and at that time refers to the last time of the last part of the time of the rule of the Antichrist. The last half of the 70th week of Daniel, as I said before, is known as the Great Tribulation. Much, much trouble upon this earth. God's dealing during the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. He is dealing with his children, Israel, who have been disobedient unto him and his guidelines that he set down for them. This 12th chapter in Daniel speaks also not only of this tribulation period, but of an event that will mark the end of this tribulation, Great Tribulation event, and that will be a resurrection. As we read in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was, since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. So there is hope for some of the Jews during this last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. This time of the last 3.5 years will be the fiercest of the time that we know as the tribulation period. It will be the fiercest of all the persecutions and all of the tribulations that the Jews find themselves in down through the ages. We find that those Jews, those people who have believed, and for those who shall believe, shall come a time of escape, and they shall escape the coming tribulation because of believer, being a believer. We find here in our chart, and I should have put this thing closer, but my wife says I need to walk more. So what we find here during this last 3.5 years of the tribulation, the Antichrist, having been revealed, will come up to the second coming of Christ. We find that he came the first time as a babe. He was resurrected and raptured out. Resurrected at the beginning of the age of grace, and marking the end of the age of grace will be the rapture, which will take us who know Christ as our personal Savior out of this world. We find here at the end that there will be another resurrection at the end of the great tribulation of saved who have been in the graves. Their bodies have been in the grave. They have been in heaven. And they will be, their bodies will be resurrected at the end of the last 3.5 years of this tribulation period. The grave, we find, will still be occupied by the bodies of those who did not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They will be, their bodies will be raised again all the way over here at the end of the, at the time of the great white throne judgment, at the end of Christ's millennial reign. So that's sort of how that chart is laid out to show us what will be taking place. So we find ourselves, as we look in this 12th chapter of Daniel, we find that in these Jewish people who have believed will be resurrected. Their bodies will be resurrected at the end of this tribulation, great tribulation period. We find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, "For God hath not appointed us, those who know Christ as Savior, to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." We read in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." A great leader of men shall arise, none other than the Antichrist, and he will confirm with Israel a treaty or a covenant that lasts 7 years. During those first 3.5 years shall be peace upon the earth. It will be false peace, even to the building of the temple again in Israel. We find in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." We find that this resurrection that we are speaking of occurs before the tribulation here in Revelation chapter 3. Verse 10, that will be the rapture that we experience and marks the end of this age of grace in which we live. That one that marks the beginning of the tribulation period here on this earth. We find that many people are confused with these two resurrections, and we'll try to take a look at both of them this morning. When the resurrection mentioned in the Old Testament, as it is here in Daniel chapter 12, we find the resurrection of the church has been omitted. That's because the church has already been resurrected. Resurrection of the saints, as recorded in the Old Testament, includes those who have been saved from Abraham to the ascension of Christ, and those who are saved and die during the tribulation. It occurs after the tribulation period. It is a time in which those Old Testament saints and those tribulation saints who have trusted Christ, their bodies will be resurrected, and they will join. They will have a new resurrected body following that. The resurrection of the church in this church age, the age of grace, occurs before this tribulation period. There are two resurrections as we look into Daniel chapter 12. There's two resurrections plainly stated in the scriptures, the resurrection of the saved and the resurrection of the lost. So there are those two resurrections, part A and part B. John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29 reads, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." The resurrection of the saved is called the first resurrection. and the resurrection of the lost is referred to as the last resurrection. Revelation chapter 20, verse 5, "But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished." And this is the first resurrection, the resurrection, if you would, spoken of in Daniel. The resurrection of the lost is the last resurrection. The first resurrection is composed of four parts, which are easily recognizable in Scripture. When we put on our thinking caps, we realize that the resurrection of Jesus, the Messiah, is called the first fruits. The resurrection of the church is the harvest before the tribulation period. Revelation chapter 11, verse 11 reads, "And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them." That is speaking of the resurrection of the two witnesses in the middle of the tribulation period. The resurrection of the Old Testament saints and the tribulation saints, both C and D, or 3 and 4, is called the gleaning, which occurs after the tribulation period. There is the promise for those who love and win souls to Jesus Christ. "They shall shine," God's Word says, "as the stars forever and ever." Kicking off the beginning of our last part of the series on Daniel, we read Daniel chapter 12, verse 4 and following. "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the word, seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand, his left unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half a time, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be. And I heard, but I understood not. Then I said, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" We find there's a lot of things going on here in the last chapter of Daniel. We go on, and he said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolation set up, there shall be 1,290 days. That's 1,290. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the end of the 1,305 days, 1,335 days, two different numbers. The book is to be sealed until the time of the great tribulation. This great book of Daniel shall be at the end, shall be the last warning, especially to Israel during the coming tribulation period and before Christ returns. The intense persecution of Israel will last 1 year times 2 years, and one half, if you would, 3 1/2 years altogether. Because of their faith, there shall be those who will not bow to the Antichrist. And though the time shall be severe testings, they shall come out white and clean and without a fault. We find the wicked shall increase their wickedness, consenting unto the Antichrist and his wishes. Here are the two numbers. The numbers 1,290 and the other number 1,335. There's a difference of 45 days. Is Scripture wrong? Not at all. From the time the daily sacrifice is taken away, to the end of the Antichrist reign is 1290. There's a blessing offered to those who are able to be present at the end of the 1,335 days. In Matthew 24, we read of the purging and judging of Israel, of those Jewish people who came out of the Great Tribulation alive. Matthew 24, 37 and following. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. There shall be two in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth return. Many people take this passage of Scripture to mean the rapture of the church. But in the book of Luke, let me get there. The book of Luke, we read, it's a different resurrection, or, if you would, taking up. We find in Luke chapter 17. I usually have these marked. We read in Luke chapter 17 the following. Verse 33, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, is the night there? I tell you, in the night there shall be two men in the bed. The one shall be taken, the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together, the one taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. This is a time of where people are, I won't say raptured, they are gathered out of off the face of the globe because they've not trusted Christ. These are ones that have been taken to judgment. We find that in the Scriptures when we talk about where the eagles shall be gathered together. There these ones will be. Their bodies will be there. They will be. Their bodies will be consumed by the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. These folks that have been gathered out, as described in Matthew 24, verse 37 and following, these people are unsaved people. Matthew 24, 37 through 42 states that when the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, appears after the great tribulation, he's going to judge his people. Those who believe shall be taken, and death will be those who be for those who have not trusted Christ as their Savior, taken away, just as in the days of Noah. Those who are believers in the Messiah and Christ will be allowed to remain and go into the golden age of the Messiah's millennial reign. The purging and judging of Israel will take these 45 days. And he who shall endure to the end of these 45 days shall be saved. We find in Matthew 24, verse 13, But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. The last verse of Daniel assures Daniel that he will be resurrected and he will see the end of these 1,335 days. We find he, Daniel, like all the Old Testament saints, dead tribulation saints, shall have their resurrection at the end of the days, at the end of the tribulation. He shall stand on his own lot in the land of Israel, appointed unto his family and his tribe after he's raised from the dead. This shall be during the millennial reign of Christ. Here he was in Babylon, a prisoner for many, many years, a captive, never again to see his beloved land in this life, but fully guaranteed that he would send and occupy the land that was promised to his tribe following this tribulation period. This is a precious promise. It should give us hope who know Christ is our personal Savior, that one day the rapture is going to occur for all of those who trust Christ during the age of grace. We will be raptured out. We should also be encouraged to serve the Lord, to see people come to know Christ as their personal Savior, because there will be an opportunity for us to stand before Christ at the judgment seat of Christ and receive rewards because of our service to the Lord. And I believe the greatest rewards will come to those who are actively seeing other people come to know Christ as their personal Savior. We read in Ephesians 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Added to this blessing is the promise that we shall be with the Lord Jesus forever and ever. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we come this morning. We thank you so much for the truth of your word. Many times, Father, it's sort of difficult for us to get things in the proper perspective in our minds. And Father, help us to realize and to understand we ought to be about your business, the business of seeing people come to Christ, the business of encouraging believers to follow you in their walk in this time of grace. And then, Father, we pray for the Jews as they are there under great attack and hardships. Father, the rest of the world condemning them for their stand. And Father, for their fierce battle, Father, with the enemies that they have today. We just ask, Father, that you would bless them. Give our country, Father, the leadership that we need in our country to once again know that you're in control and to give you honor and blessings and encouragement, Father, for all believers. Father, we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.